somebody wants to, I don't know, just introduce the group midway, I guess I could do that.
So Michael speaks
English. Yeah.
Oh, actually, you should
yeah.
do it.
Okay, I guess I could do that.
Because people will be looking at you. So where is the guy? Who is?
You got it. Yeah. All right. So,
what is the guy who's responsible for what's going to happen?
That's an interesting way
so
to
he's, you're going to be, if we look to you for help, you're going to be like laughing, right? At us
right,
a little
exactly.
Bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna just pretend to be your audience and time it.
You're going to have to just remind me how each one goes, just at the beginning, just tell me
yeah,
what the rhythm
yeah.
is, because I'm not going to remember.
No, that's fine. So Black Orpheus is a bossa.
Okay.
Yeah.
We must have done that one.
Yeah, we did that one last time. And then, Rob, you want to just start with that band up front, too?
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you just... Okay, so it's going to be... I can type this all up and put it in email, too. But... Okay. And then the ending is just the coda, right?
Yeah.
And that slows down a little bit at the end, so, Mike, just watch... You want to leave that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just watch for that.
You have to wave your guitar around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
All right, are you leading?
Am I leading?
Yeah, it would be good to have one person that we all can look at and say where we are in the form, who is next. Like, if we get lost, we'll be helpless looking at somebody.
That's a good idea.
Well, oh, yeah, okay, do that.
I mean, that's really on everybody.
I was going to say, look at me. I might not know where I am, but look at me.
You got to just look out for your friends.
Yeah, sure.
Something happens, just, I mean, my you know, most important thing with these types of situations, just keep your head up. I mean, if you're confused, look around, because somebody will hopefully also have their head up and be trying to help you. And if they don't, they're being mean. Yeah.
Except for this guy over
or
here.
Or lost.
He's going to be like...
Or lost, too.
Like,
well, you know, I'd rather not... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like...
Your buddies are going to be jabbing you in the rib. You taught these guys to
play? Why don't you take a little calm down or something?
Any other introductions? Actually, you can start with the baseline of Footprints too. Maybe just
bam. Just do that a little
bit. Okay. Other than that, I think everything is straightforward, and we'll figure it out if it isn't later. Yeah.
Sounds good, man.
Now I'm stressed. For some reason.
No, fine.
I'm not okay.
Well, I mean, maybe you are, but you have no reason to be. You guys are good. I'm just stepping out of the way because that's good practice. All right. So yeah. So Rob, you can just start Black Orpheus, and I'll sit here.
Thank you.
Three, but it's like A and A, right? It's very similar, right?
Yeah, it's basically two sections. Yeah, and I think you're good. Yeah, Wojtek, when you're soloing, I might even just don't worry about your left hand too much. You should just be hearing melodies, because Goody, you're comping for him.
Yeah.
Like
a
horn player.
Yeah.
And in this case, yeah, it might work a little better. If you just focus on melodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that everybody can just listen a little bit more to drums, because that's, you know, we did that little thing last time where we just did the duos, kind of put him on the spot as much as possible.
Because
it's just, you know, just when you're tentative with rhythm, it shows more than anything else. If you listen back to, any recordings, you can be playing the same stuff if it's just a little bit. And I think also that was just because it was a little fast.
It was a little fast.
Yeah. So let's just start it again. And just a little slower. And just everybody be a little bit more rhythmically locked in. And I think that'll work. Yeah, let's just try it again.
Yeah, that's good.
Part of it is I'm not counting it off, too. So that's the thing to get used to, too. All right. Yeah. So let's try it. One.
He was gonna vamp, right?
Yep. So, what is that? You were gonna vamp for a little bit, and then you were playing the melody, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's. Yeah, let's do it that way. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I can send you guys the arrangements in an email or something too, just to be really clear about it. But that's good. All right, let's just try it again. About that tempo.
Thank you.
the same thing. It's like
it's
that situation,
what happened was.
What do you do though? What's would be the best course of action?
Well, if one person is off, the rest of you just you keep going. You pretend it didn't happen. I think, right?
Yeah.
Is that?
I mean, it's just somebody jumps to somebody else. I probably wouldn't jump to the coda, not having played the head. But what happened was good. You guys were clear about where you were. You're playing the melody. And then you just realize what happens, and, you know.
Because I...
You jump.
That's the recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, it's such a misconception, I think, about, oh, the great players never make mistakes in the forum or something. That's not true. They do it all the time. The question is that they recover quicker, and that they're listening, and that they're clear about where they are, so that when that does happen, somebody gives some detail that's going to let them know where they are in the forum.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm... It's good that these things happen, because then you learn how to get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially during rehearsals.
Yeah, but even on, I mean...
Sure.
Do that then. All right.
Thank you.
ended
yeah.
right when we did?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think you caught it that time. That works. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
How's it going?
Housekeeping.
Uh-oh.
Sounded good, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Dan, actually, while you're here, can Rob use your bass amp on Sunday?
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, that was easy.
Yeah.
Great. And then, yeah, assuming there'll be... Should we bring drums from the studio or... just end on a B flat too.
Can we just do two choruses of the drums?
I was like, I got a little bit lost.
Yeah, we got turned around.
Well, I started randomly too, so it's hard to...
No, that's fine.
I'm
assuming he's starting at the top.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty clear, but it just didn't quite...
I was not with it at all.
A little bit.
I think maybe, how about just the second chorus, we'll do the hits with them.
Yeah.
You know, when they're
yeah, that's fine.
I mean, if you want to stretch
out
more.
Move around or just accent where you want or whatever. I mean,
yeah, fine. But just, you know, again, just as long as everybody comes back in on the head together.
Yeah.
I just don't want to play too long where I start. Okay, I'm kind of out of ideas here. What do I do now?
Nah, that's okay. It didn't sound like that at all.
No.
So.
And like you did, if we're not, just do a little fill and then.
Yeah.
Because I knew exactly where you were when you did the fill. Boom.
Right.
That was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't we just try the last time through the head one more time?
Yeah.
Is that good? Yeah. And the other thing that started to happen too is just dynamically started to come up a little bit the last time through the head, which was nice, because that's the other thing that keeps interest is just different dynamic levels. And especially as a rhythm section over soloist, you want to just kind of see where they're going. In terms of energy, if they're going high energy, just kind of follow them, and if they're not, then just drop down. One of my favorite things to do sometimes is to start my solo really, really soft and see if anybody notices.
Yeah.
If they don't, then you're kind of sunk. But if they do, then it can be kind of a nice effect, because it's like you're the only whispering guy in the room. Everybody's like, what? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just try last time through the head.
Okay.
All right. One, two. Just last time, that's okay.
It didn't sound like it was ending.
It didn't.
That's good. It's not supposed to sound like it's ending. Is it just about da-da-da-da-da?
Okay.
I mean, last time there can be a little bit of a... I don't know, it can be a little more deliberate somehow, but...
I took this convention that Gulian plays... is his once, and then I played with him the second time. So it was like,
I thought
the last one is like the whole thing.
Let's just do it again. Let's do the last time again.
Okay,
last time, the same.
Yeah, and you just leave that ending maybe. Ba da ba da ba. You know, just feel like that last note is kind of placed.
Yeah, because I wasn't.
We could leave the last note off, and then it really wouldn't feel like it ended.
There you go.
It would be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Or right before the last note, you hit the floor tom. So da 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 da, boom, da.
That would be interesting. It's actually not a bad idea. Let's just try it as is, and then if we want to change it, we can.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Exactly. We just have to agree. Can we try the last four measures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. How was it? One more time.
You want it long though, right?
Yeah. That's what we said, right? Yeah, one more time. 1, 2.
Oh, no. Hold the note and let it fade out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do it again.
Right. Yeah, Wojtek, you can play a chord too on that last one.
Okay.
Let's try it long. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Honestly, I think that's more conducive to a mistake because if somebody else plays it short, but everybody else is still.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to the one guy who's like.
I've been that guy.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. The same thing I wanted to say.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, that's called stepping in the hole.
It's like any volunteers and everybody steps back. You're the guy who's like.
All right, let's go on. So let's do Misty. So it's going to be. Yeah, Rob, maybe you take the first solo on this one, and then Wojtek, you take the B section, last A section, then we'll go to the bridge.
Not sure I know what this one is.
It's just a ballad. Yeah. Kind of a walking ballad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think we did this one last week.
Did we not do this one? All right.
So I should really have brushes, which I don't know how to use, but I do have some.
Yeah.
You can play sticks on ballads, too. If that's more comfortable.
What do you think would be better on this?
Check out brushes. I'm curious about it. And if you don't be comfortable.
I just had them out
if
with Dan. These things are like probably from 1975.
It's pretty cool.
Great.
Wow.
It's the last time.
I'm already excited.
Jeez.
Anyway, I'll give it a try.
Sure.
Unless
you
think sticks are better? What do you think, John?
No, I think, either way, it's kind of up to you. You can try them.
I'll try it.
Yeah. Alright, so, Wojtek, why don't you count this one because you're playing the melody? You start with one.
And then just go from there, see where it goes.
Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, but you guys
would
be like different.
2, so it would be probably 1, 2, 3, pickups, boom. Sounds like a good brush stroke to me. All right. Yeah. Why don't you try that?
I will get blocked.
Blocked?
Yeah, mental block.
Oh.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Okay. But you have to come
in
on.
Like that. That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can do it.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Okay, I was too much into like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I go through the A twice.
Yeah.
So and then you play the bridge.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Through once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You finish
and then
the
it goes back. Yeah.
Okay, you played A and A, and then I join on
then
the bridge and A. Yeah. Okay.
And then go
and then
to
I come in with a melody.
Melody on the bridge all the way. And then
yeah.
Do we go through the whole thing or end?
No, we just end.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The B is repeated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just try it again from the bass solo. That sounded good. And, you know, if you ever have doubts, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will give you a cue somewhere.
I won't do this thing.
Yeah, no, I
agree. Brushes seem to be working. Should I try sticks? Or
I like it.
I like the brushes.
Anybody else do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it sounds nice.
I like the
you can always go to sticks at some point if you feel like you need a change.
Feel. And then you go back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, let's just
okay.
take it from
sorry.
The bass solo. Alright. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So Goody, are you comfortable with the melody?
Yeah, I totally was like, oh crap, I haven't played this in ages.
That seems like it'll be okay. And then at the end, just repeat those last couple measures a couple times. What you did made a lot of sense.
Right. Then.
There you go.
And
yeah.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah, so that works fine. So, let's do do the last A section and end it. So that's gonna, yeah, I think what you did was good, and just everybody else kind of follow along. So just tag the last.
I just did that. Right, I did this, and then I waited, and then I just, I don't know, I just played this again.
Yeah, no, that works. So that would just be tag the last two bars.
Yeah.
Last like a couple times, and just kind of slow down towards the end.
Okay.
All right, let's try that.
So right from here?
Last A section.
The last A section.
Here.
This is the
E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, right, right. Hold on, this is it. Oh my god, wait, hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. That feel okay otherwise?
Oh, right here. This is the A section, right? Again.
Yeah,
oh
exactly.
God. Okay, alright. Sorry, I haven't been going off. Okay, yep.
Yeah, let's just take it from there. Alright. 1, 2, 3.
Do it three times?
Yeah. Rob, does that make sense?
Yeah, I was actually all the way at the top.
Oh, so I'll do it.
And I wanted to continue the last two bars.
Okay.
Release,
yeah, so let's do that three times.
Yeah.
Twice felt a little short. Yeah. In general, the only other thing is, especially for you guys, especially with ballads, soloists and the people that are playing the melody tend to bend time and kind of push and pull and catch up later, and I think the tendency is usually to kind of try to follow them. You're actually the thing that they push against, so the more solid you guys are, just kind of stick to your guns, because you know, Wojtek, I don't know if you felt sometimes you would push a little bit,
yeah.
Especially with those triplets, which I thought was nice. It was kind of a vocal thing to do, but in those cases you guys actually want to stay exactly where you are so that he has something to come back to. If that makes any sense. Yeah. Let's just try that last, that last eight bars. Last A section. Right.
So you play the eight bars, and then we might be repeating the last two bars of those
yep.
eight.
Three times. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I have to figure out how to do the solo actually from that middle. I felt like I would be more comfortable playing from the top.
I know that I was thinking that, like,
as opposed to,
because I
felt like, ooh, where am I?
Oh, I see.
It's like,
well,
because you're just jumping right in, right? You're like,
yeah.
I mean, if that's
because
too
it's like
weird.
The elevated point in the melody, and I'm starting.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Is okay. I just have to figure out.
Right. If that's not comfortable, we can do it differently. Could just have.
Because I did B and, is that right? Am I doing a B and A? Yeah.
Yep.
Because
so
it would be
could
easier to do an A and B as opposed to B and A. But I don't know if that's.
Well, we can think about that. Let's go on from
here.
Let's go on. So footprints, that just starts with the baseline again.
That was just feedback.
Yeah, no, that's yeah, I'm trying to think of another way to do it where just we don't end up just with two entire choruses of solo. I mean, I guess we could do that. Rob, would you want to take a whole chorus on that?
Go through the A and B?
Yeah.
If you want, I could try that.
Yeah.
So do two A's and a B and an A?
Yeah.
The entire thing?
Yeah.
Twice. Okay.
Unless, yeah, because what could happen is...
Yeah, do solos have to be like following one another directly, or could we like?
Well, what else would we do?
Does it always have to be a melody? We can just expand through that part, B and A.
It's a little strange.
Some drums, some chains, something.
Maybe. Let's come back to it if we have time.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, footprints. Let's just try that for now.
Thank you.
on it, so I'm not sure I want to do a crumb bake on it.
Yeah, sure, sure. Let's see. Well, Goody, you want to try taking a solo on this for the time being?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Sure. Let's just take it right from there. And then, yeah, I mean, what you're doing sounds good.
Jeff Wojtek, what you're doing sounds...
I like this.
Yeah. I would just be careful, again, about being tentative with rhythm. That tends to be a pattern sometimes with just, you know, kind of having little spurts of things that get ahead or behind or, you know, just kind of figure out your ideas a little sooner, simplify, and then just really lay it in, because
mm-hmm.
that makes a huge difference.
Okay.
Yeah, Goody, why don't you just take a solo on this and then take the head out.
Yep.
All right. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2.
Up like this, let's try to recover first and then discuss it.
Yeah.
It's
no,
a chance for us to figure out how
I
to
know,
figure out.
I was thinking that too.
You have
I was
to
like,
get in those
idea.
Situations to figure it out.
Yeah. So in that case, like, just go with it. I would have just gone with it and
well,
then go into
no,
the
whatever.
Head.
I mean, I don't,
again.
You know,
somebody
we don't know.
With somebody is,
yeah, and the thing is, like, that was the dominant thing. Like,
yeah.
Right.
You kind of have
but
to.
But you also
that.
Were very clear in your idea. Actually, you both are very clear, which is a great thing. You're just
doing different things.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to just take it from what?
Let's take it from your last chorus and then go into the head.
Okay.
Yeah, Goody, you sound good on this. You should definitely play on that.
Yep.
And, Mike, is there something else you'd want to play in out of those four?
I'm sorry, what?
Out of the four that we're doing, is there something else you'd want to do a solo on?
No, I don't want to change it up at this point. We can.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you can always stretch out on the blues or something.
I'm good.
Yeah, you kind of got tossed in at the last minute. And sorry again, you weren't on the email thing with the tunes. I did
okay.
not realize that. But.
Oh, wing it?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I mean, it was either going to be winging it or really, really winging it. And
right, winging it anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a matter of degree.
It's how you. Yeah. It's fine. All right, let's do your last chorus and then take a head out.
Okay.
1, 2. Thank you. that works out. That works well.
Right.
Yeah, let's try just the last. Can we try the last four bars three times? And you kind of lead in. Everybody hits that.
Really slow down.
Well, you don't have to do it like that. That was
but
just one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I worked myself into a bit of a hole.
Yeah. Okay, so three times.
It starts slow and then it needs to get slower.
So same as the other.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was cool because we were playing and you're like, play it again.
Well, yeah.
That was perfect. I mean, that was awesome.
I wouldn't encourage having a conversation on stage, but
it worked, though, right?
I mean, just sometimes a little eye contact goes a long way, too. You just kind of, hey, again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's how that.
Maybe we should start it like.
I know it's happening.
That would be great.
It's getting late for me.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, no, it's. We're there. Yeah. Yeah, that would be kind of cool, actually. No. See, every time there's an idea, I'm going to take it seriously, no matter what it is. So.
I would be down with that. I would have been down with that.
That would be interesting.
Da, 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 boom, da.
Yeah. I've heard weirder things.
Yeah.
All right, let's just try the last time through. Actually, let's just do the last time through the head.
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah. All right, one, two. Oh, one, two, three, two, two. The one place to really not be tentative is the very end. Because then we ended it. Should we clap? Oh, good. Yay. Because at that point, yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a solid set. And, you know, we just kind of, Mike, we just kind of threw you in, so.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
really
dude,
good.
Two practices, man. We've been doing this together
and
since
different tunes
summer.
Each time,
like,
so there you go.
I mean, it's fun.
Eddie, you were doing some really nice development in your solo, too. I felt like there was really a line there.
Yeah, it sounded really nice.
That was great. Yeah. And so, you know, that made me wonder, maybe the rhythm section could go with him a little more. At times it felt like it was a little, you know, kind of at one dynamic level. You know, you could get a little more bombastic if you wanted to. I know this is a new tune for you, but it sounds good.
Thing is, I'm hearing stuff in my head because I've heard this tune so many times.
Oh,
it's a great song.
Well, if you go with what Tony does,
because I'll just completely be lose time. So
I know.
I'm fighting
the Tony thing. I hear the same stuff, and I want to figure out what it is.
So,
but I don't know.
But maybe I'll listen to it on the weekend and practice it and get a little bit of feel for it. But
yeah. No, but taking chances is okay too. I mean, that's what we're here for. So.
Yep.
That's good.
That's the last one, you know. So.
Huh?
No, that's not the last one.
Oh. Yeah, it is the last one.
Is it the last one?
Yeah. It is the last one. Alright, let's just run that again then. Alright.
Wait, you shouldn't be counting for it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Sorry. Go get back in the audience. This guy.
Okay. Who's counting?
You gotta count.
One.
Does
the bass just
start? Oh, yeah, the bass just starts.
Bass
but I guess make sure, because you're the tempo guy, right? Maybe.
Two.
There you go.
I took an extra solo at the end because I was
fine.
Like, oh,
yeah,
that was good.
No, but that, but that's.